Greetings, Venturers. Katie here, giving you that pre-roll goodness before we dive in. First of all, we'd like to invite all of you listeners to join our family on the Venture Maidens Discord. There you can meet up with fellow Venturers like yourselves, discuss episodes, and feed my never-ending hunger to see everyone's pet pictures. Now, as always, thank you to our Patreon donors. You guys are the best, and we simply cannot say how grateful we are for your support. And of course, thank you to Emily Mayo for our amazing intro music. Our sponsor today is Nerdarchy. They have just released their first Kickstarter, Out of the Box Encounters, and they are destroying their stretch goals as we speak. The Book of Encounters from this Kickstarter is exactly what any DM needs. It makes running your 5th edition game a breeze. The encounters in the book are full of content and can be used to fill any gaps between adventures, engage your players in a new story, or even build a whole new campaign around them entirely. This book can cover all bases between wilderness and dungeon encounters, sword clashing, spell slaying, puzzles, and even social encounters. The Nerdarchy team is collaborating with amazing people to create this book for you guys, including Matt Mercer and Don't Split the Podcast own Lisa Penrose and James Intricasso. You can check out the awesomeness and get any more information you desire at nerdarchy.com. Finally, let's get into this recap. Last time on Venture Maidens, our heroes were reunited. Arnadel and Aaron fell to Earth from an astral space pirate boat and rendezvoused with the rest of the maidens who were getting day drunk as hell while watching the Grand Joust. Everything was going great until a weird green knight dude showed up and totally murdered a guy on the field. Now, Kristoff is up next in battle with this scary magic dude, and that is it. Thank you all for listening, and now let's get to the good stuff, shall we?
Gather round, travelers, to hear our tale. Our maidens are now involved in a most deadly joust. Will Kristoff survive this next bout? Who has enchanted this magical knight? What plans does the Tsarina have for our heroes? Find out in episode 64, A Maiden's Tale.
Coconut. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to another episode of The Venture Maidens. Again, a full cast here. This is just so, so exciting. Venture forever. Oh my gosh. We love you.
I remembered to say coconut. I'm so...
I did remember specifically because you shamed me
last time. Come on, that's like an ancient ritual that
I'm sorry. Well, we're back and I did it right, so we are blessed, which means we're going to have a fantastic episode. So welcome everybody. My name is Celeste Conowich and I will be your dungeon master.
I'm Brittany Quintero. I'll be your moon elf, warlock Arnadel Ithil.
I'm Katie. I will be playing Farah, your tiefling sorcerer, divine soul.
Cleric. No.
I'm not a cleric. Clerics are squares.
I'm not a cleric.
And I'm Nassim, and I am playing your sizzling human monk, Sayanur.
Ooh, sizzling. I like it.
Very saucy. And I am Kara Brynhilda, your beautiful dwarven barbarian.
Yes. Welcome back, everyone. So now we have four people to help do these recaps, which I feel like is a special gift. So let's just do it. Let's just like dive right the hell in. The scene as it is, you are all currently in the box for the Sisters of Sorrow. After all of you had reunited, you are also joined there by Valerius, Aaron, and Gidget are currently the only other members of the Sisters of Sorrow that are with you. And you had just seen, this green knight just completely decimate this pretty boy knight who clearly was like a local favorite. From the way the crowd is reacting right now, everybody is like stressed out, like whispering to each other, like nobody recognizes this strange knight who's taken the field, who you had determined last time is just completely like charged with magic. Him, his horse, everything about him is just covered in magic. And as this had happened, they had announced that Kristoff, Lord Commander of the Sisters of Sorrow, was next to face this mysterious green knight.
I want to nudge Valerius in the ribs, like, gently. Mm-hmm. And be like, did you see that?
My dear, I think everyone saw that.
No. I mean, did you see it?
Yes, there's clearly some kind of magic going on with this.
Do you recognize anything like that? It's like...
I mean, my best guess would be some kind of enchantment, perhaps some kind of artifact is causing this.
Cheater.
Yeah.
I look over at the other guy. I'm like, you guys, like, he's cheating. What do we do? We gotta help our dude out.
Hilarious, you're Mr. Manners. How do we get somebody to stop this shit? That's not cool.
Good call.
Yeah, and he's like, if the Tsarina, and he points over, and the Tsarina's box, again, is presiding over everything. So she is, like, right there at the center point where the knights meet, right, looking down. If the Tsarina hasn't called a foul of any kind, there's not much we can do. It's up to her to stop this.
Guys, I have guidance. What if we give a little, like, silken kerchief for good luck to Kristoff? What do you think about that?
I mean, we can try, but that guy's fucking dead.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes all you need is one grain of magic.
1d4 of magic.
One grain can tip the scales.
Well, I don't know. Is there anything either you magic people can do to help him out? That's all I have.
I can do a lot of explodey things, but...
Can't do it, do it!
But I don't think that's allowed.
This spell magic?
I've got that. I can do that. From
have can to get we double close it enough up? To touch him or 60 feet range? Is it
Alistair Fitzpatrick?
We have that, and it's
deliver touch spells.
It's not a touch spell. Wait, no, it is not.
It's 120 feet, and I can distance spell it and get it 240. How close is he?
So the arena in front of you is pretty large.
Touch you with guidance.
Let's see. How big is it?
It'll come out as a friendly hug.
Thanks.
Because I guess it would be about the size of probably like a tennis ball court is probably like the main field. And then you've got these like large arenas around. So you could get him probably within. He's on the far side. So if you moved around like the audience stands, you could get him.
Okay. Who wants to get popcorn with me?
Oh my god, I'm so hungry.
Let's go fast.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go real fast, real fast. Yeah, and you climb out of the booth, and Valerius and Gidget, yeah, are just sort of like holding things down. Again, like, you cannot be drawing too much attention to yourselves, like, as you... So is it just Arnadel and Farrah moving?
I think...
And Kara.
Kara's coming for popcorn.
Saye, are you coming with, or what's the play?
No, I wanted to ask Valerius if Kristoff already had any kind of, like, protection from something catastrophic happening to him.
If I stay close enough to him, I can prevent the worst from happening, if it does. But I need to stay within range of him.
Okay. I don't think it would be conspicuous or inconspicuous if I came with all of you, so I'm just gonna hang back.
And Valerius is definitely kind of distracted as he's talking to you. He's like eyes locked on Kristoff, like, and the situation, trying to assess what is happening here, like, clearly very nervous. Mm-hmm. And Aaron is very much doing the same, like, as they're observing the situation. And as the rest of you begin to move through the stands, so you have to climb down out of your box area, and then right in front of you there's this ring of, like, you know, like, where the peasants are, so the people who don't get to sit, you know, in chairs. So you're, like, kind of making your way through the crowd of, like, general standing room. And people are definitely, like, you know, they're freaked out. They're talking to each other. They're starting to get really antsy. So you're having to push your way pretty forcefully through this crowd here. And as this is happening, you know, the guy who's been doing all this, the pomp and circumstances, he's announced Kristoff, and he says, "The Green Knight!" on the other side. And you see the Green Knight, like, steps up to that jousting position, and the whole crowd is like, "Boo! Boo!" Now, they've decided that they do not like whoever this nameless knight is.
Mr. Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah, and you see Kristoff on the other side in his slightly, you know, dinged up armor. It's like, you know, he walks the circle around the field as they do politely, and then he moves in to take his position here. Why don't the three of you who are moving closer try and give me either athletics or acrobatics to try and speed up this process, because there are just people, like, in this crowd.
15.
I got a 16.
Okay. Kara?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. A 10.
Oh, okay. So Kara, you're shorter than everyone, and it's like super hard. And also Arnadel and Farah are really like tall and stringy, so they're just like weaving through people and like getting so far ahead of you. And Kara, everywhere you go, especially in your ceremonial armor, you're just running into everything. So you quickly fall behind. So Arnadel and Farah, you are zooming ahead to the other side here. And like just as this trumpet is sounding, bah, 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 and, you know, they're about to go and trade blows, you get within 120 feet of this knight.
Great. And I'm going to grab your arm and...
Okay. And then Ferris is going to be like, woo! Like, she's, like, sticking her hand out to cheer, and she's going to cast Dispel Magic at 5th level.
So you reach out with the threads of your magic there, and you are trying to... What it has Ferris cast Dispel Magic before?
Not in this game, no.
All right. What does Farah do to do that?
I think that she just kind of reaches out, and just the thinnest threads reach out, and they start pulling at the threads of magic on whatever the target is, and starts to unravel it.
Yeah, cool. It's like you're getting in there with your seam ripper and you're trying to like take apart this magic. And as you like reach out your senses to do so, and something you've done a million times before, this magic woven around this being is ironclad. So much to the fact that you don't really think it's a spell, so much as you're pretty sure there's an artifact of some kind involved in this. And like this thing is just not budging. Whatever this is very powerful.
Okay. She reaches out to do her magic, and then suddenly she just goes, fuck. and looks back in Arnadel and is like, nope.
The sound of hooves hitting that pavement very quickly begins to happen as the sound of the horn, and you see the two jousting towards each other across the field. So at the same time, the Green Knight just deftly, you know, lowers this malicious looking lance from last time. And you see now, because you're on the other side, you see Kristoff charging towards you. And it's very scary being on this side, like this perpendicular of jousting, because it's like they're coming at you. And as they lower their lances.
Okay, before you do that.
Yes.
I want to use Gift of the Future.
Oh, okay, cool. So impose disadvantage on the Green Knight's attack.
Before you announce the result of a roll, so that's why I'm like, wait!
Nice, I love it.
Gift of the Future, I don't know what the specs on that, that doesn't have to be a touch, it doesn't specify touch.
No,
or...
you basically look at the future and you just change something to make it just a little bit different. So it looked like the Green Knight was just going to aim true like at Kristoff as this happens. But Kristoff in the end like just leans to the right just ever so slightly. So the Green Knight's blow becomes glancing and bounces off of his armor there. And yeah, his javelin smashes full force into the chest of this Green Knight. The Green Knight does not move an inch. But Kristoff's lance shatters into, like, hundreds of pieces as the wood splinters, as if it's just been, like, hit a train. And the two pass by each other again. Yeah, Kristoff with his ruined lance on this side, and the Green Knight seeming not affected in any way.
Saya's chanting, cheater, 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 and trying to get everyone around her to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the Green Knight championing?
So the Green Knight is flying just a solid green banner, which means that he is not declared where he's from. He doesn't have a house sigil. He's not aligned with one of the seven. It's very, very strange. It's also strange as like how he got into this competition. There's a lot of question marks.
Yeah.
I got a 14.
Can I?
Okay.
If I can hear her start chanting that, like, Farrah out amongst all the other people, I was going to be like, yeah, cheater, cheater.
So, Farrah, I don't think you can hear it. Now you're on, like, the full other side of the thing. So Saya's voice is, like, going and going and going. And some other people, like, kind of turn around in the crowd and, like, look up to you in the box. And they, like, look and they seem to think about it. But also it seems like everybody is scared, like, since this knight is undeclared, that means they could be working for any of the seven, right? So people's fear seems to outweigh their brutality.
I ain't scared. Cheater! Cheater! Cheater!
And now Valerius is going. It's like, put a hand to his face. It's like, okay. So you see Kristoff circle back. They do, both of the Green Knight and Kristoff do that little circle trot around the bottom field. And people over by where Kristoff are seem to, like, give a half-hearted cheer. Like, you survived. You know, they have no other option to root for at this point. So he's getting a little bit of vamping from the crowd. The Green Knight just absolutely dead silent. As the two square off and you hear, second bout! And the guy with the flags, like, waves them in the air and puts them down, and the two begin to charge towards each other again. anything before I roll?
Yes, if this asshole's gonna be cheating, I'm gonna be as discreet as possible, and I wanna cast, wait, before I even offer, never mind. I'm not close enough.
We're gonna do some rolls. All right, so you see the two meet in the center of the field, and this time fate is not on Kristoff's side, as this lance just absolutely destroys, like, full crushes, like, his chest. You see that part of the lance actually travels through his armor and, like, impales his arm on here. So you see that the tip of the green lance actually breaks off with the impact of this blow, and you have no idea how Kristoff stays on the horse. You see his whole body, like, racked back and forth as he, like, slumps forward on one hand, grabbing the reins. And just a glancing blow on the knight, like, with the full impact, there's no way he could even hold on to the lance. It falls from his hands. And the crowd, again, is now they're like, boo! And you see Saye, a couple of people in front of you are like, cheater! 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 And so you have a small little section here that's, like, starting to get into it. But other people, you know, it goes, like, six or seven. And then kind of dies away as everybody's squared off. And there's definitely, like, a ooh from around the stadium.
That's a pretty good indicator. We should maybe spread the seed that Saya has planted.
Yeah.
Spread my seed.
Yeah. Let's take it and run. Let's be like, hey, we might be able to, like, get this thing going. We clearly can't cast anything.
No, no, that shit was real whack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll grab your arm and I'm like, at the shrillest, loudest, like, cheater, cheater, like, we're chanting that over and over.
And I'm like nudging people, like, around me too, to, like, yeah, come on, get into this. This isn't fair.
All right. Give me persuasion checks. Let's see if we get the crowd up.
All right, charisma people, let's go.
Oh, I got charisma for dice.
And I still have my guidance on me. So
performance.
That's a 29 with the residual guidance.
I suck at math. That's 18. No. 16.
Okay. 16. Yeah, so you are definitely getting traction. Yeah, people turn, like, scared that you, like, suddenly you're like, ugh, and they're like, oh, yeah, cheater, cheater! And people start, like, yelling, like, from all across the stadium here as people are definitely getting riled up here, and the two are circling around once again, and you can see Kristoff is swaying, like, in his seat. He's got a freaking piece of wood that's, like, through his shoulder right now at this point, but he seems to, like, hold his arm, like, at his side, and he switches the lance to the other hand.
Ambidextrous.
Yeah, he clearly is not in good shape. And Valerius, at this point, is basically he looks like a cat, like, with his, like, fingers, like, on the edge of the rail, and he's totally, like, standing up, just absolutely fixated on Kristaff in this moment. And at this, in the crowd now is yelling, "Cheater! Cheater!" And you see the Tsarina, she stands up, and she holds a hand out to the crowd. And everybody who sees it just... It's like, almost all of you two, you feel the impetus to be quiet, almost like... It's like if your mom told you to be quiet. Like, there's just, like, a weird psychic, like... You're like,
oh, shit.
It's like you've been caught in the floodlight, sneaking around, like, and so the crowd falls silent, and the guy holding the flags, like, waits, and then looks up at her, and sees if she's gonna do anything else, and she doesn't, she just sits down in her chair, so regally, and then the guy with the flags, final bout! And he flies the two flags and drops them down. And then the horses begin to charge once again towards each other. And yeah, Kristaff, like, seems to barely be able to keep that javelin, like, that lance lowered. Any hot moves?
Yes. I think last minute, Farrah's just like, shit. And, like, her hand burns a little bit. And she just, like, winces and closes her eyes a little bit, and I'm gonna use my Gift of the Weaver to give him inspiration.
Hell yeah! That's awesome. You're giving it to Kristaff? Mm-hmm. So as these two are charging towards each other, and Kristoff's horse, too, is faltering just a little bit because its rider is so unsteady, it's trying to counteract the balance here, it's like you all see suddenly, but you don't really, it's like Kristoff's lance moves. Oh, did we lose the stream? Uh-oh. One second. It looks like as you cast this on Kristaff, his lance seems to almost vibrate. It's like all the potential movements it could take happen at once. At this very strange schism in time. And you see that lance, it rings true, and it hits this green knight, like, right at the, like, the throat area between, like, the helmet and the base, and the knight actually, like, reacts this time and, like, goes backwards as if they have actually taken a hit, but simultaneously, the green knight just catches Kristaff once again, like, again, like, in that other shoulder there, and you actually see Kristoff's helmet smashes to one side, and, like, the front piece of it, like, flies off, and you can see Kristaff slumps, and, like, his body is basically only being held onto his horse right now by his, like, saddle constraints as he moves past. And the Green Knight just seemed, like, a little bit phased. And they continue to trot past each other. And yeah, Kristaff is clearly maybe unconscious, out of it, whatever. And at this point, both Aaron and Valerius hop over the rail and begin to run towards where Kristaff is. And the Green Knight now holds up a fist to the air, like, in a sign of victory. But the whole crowd just, boo, cheater, cheater. They start up again immediately, having seen all of this. And the man with the flags is waving. He's like, Green Knight! Green Knight!
I want to start throwing shit. I want to pick up, like, a can off the ground or something and just, like, I want to instigate, like, a, like, tomato throw.
Yeah, thing. So, sure. People, yeah.
Yeah.
People start, Go. Like, tossing some trash onto the field here, and you see that Aaron and Valerius have made it over to Kristaff, and they are, like, helping him off of his horse. And then you see the man with the flags actually runs over to where Kristaff is and, like, kind of, like, looks under his visor. He's like, he's alive! We have a draw! We have a draw! And, like, waves the flags back and forth. And I would like you all to make either perception checks or insight checks on the Green Knight when this happens.
Ooh, 17.
9.
17 Ooh. As well.
22.
Okay. Yeah, so as the crowd, you know, now they hear he's alive, it's a draw, and people like switch from the booing to like a yeah, and they're like sisters of sorrow, and people are like and it's like wild as this happens. And you see the Green Knight, his shoulders like tense up, and he turns his horse like towards where Kristoff currently is, like with Aaron and Valeris. They're like basically holding him up, but Kristoff is a massive man, so he's like shuddering under their weight. And you hear this booming voice echo out from this knight who you haven't heard say anything yet. Victory, no matter the cost. And he takes his lance and runs full speed at Kristoff.
No!
Currently
no!
on the ground here. Let's go ahead and roll some initiative, I think sounds about right.
No, yeah. Not a single one of us is letting that shit go down. Oh, hell
no. Oh, hell no. All right.
Oh,
that's not that good.
I got a 15.
I got an 8.
16.
22.
Okay, let me get a better piece of paper.
All right, I need to turn my lights in my room on.
Well, okay.
Woo, combat, everybody back together, yay. Luckily, this big boy is pretty slow. I'm gonna have Aaron and Valerius go on the same initiative. Sweet. All right, so Saye, as you see this happening and the Green Knight, like, turns and you see the horse, like, strike the ground and, like, begin to move, it is your turn up first. You are the first one to react. You feel like maybe Kristoff, Aaron, and Valerius haven't noticed this situation happening yet since they're all wrapped up in trying to get Kristoff, like, standing.
Then I want to spend a key point to, like, well, how far am I from them and in the box?
So in the box, you're not very far from where they are right now. I'll give it like 60 feet to like the cluster of the three of them.
Well, then I think I still need to spend a key point then because I want to dash or jump like to right where they are and like push them out of the way or launch them out of the way as a bonus action. Well, I guess that's not the bonus action, but getting to them would be. Mm-hmm. And then push them out of the way.
Okay, definitely. Yeah, so you can go ahead and I guess you're going to use the key point to dash.
Yeah.
Which is going to be your bonus action to dash. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and then as you appear there, they're like, what's going on?
Move! the Green Knight, and I'm like, get out of the way! Get him out of here!
Yeah, so they look and they hook Kristoff like under both of their arms and begin to drag him. So they're moving on their turn. They can move him.
Okay, then I guess that's, I didn't attack.
Oh, you have a standard action.
Oh, okay.
You have a movement action.
Then I want to ask if any of the junk that was thrown into the ring had, like, water or drinks or some kind of beverage liquid that had, like, seeped into the ground, because I want to use my attunement to freeze it. And create, like, an ice slide so that the horse, like, fucking falls down and slips.
Oh,
I love cool. it. Yeah, people totally threw a bunch of, like, you know, because everybody had, like, nasty beer and, like, so there's all kinds of, like, liquid and gross, like, sugar drinks all over the place. So, hell yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
She gets into, like, superhero stance, like, low crouched to the ground and, like, digs her fingertips into the dirt and like blows onto the ground, and it just like from the tips of her fingers you can see the ground just starts frosting and solidifying.
Hell yeah, I love it. Yes. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, this slide of like frost appears on the ground here and the horse is just unknowingly charging right towards it. I love it. Anything else for your turn? We'll call that your standard action to do that. So your attack action or whatever. So you have some movement if you want to use it.
I could try to attack him, but
I'm gonna say that takes, like, your standard, so you can't do an attack, but you could move if you wanted to.
I'll just try to move and guard them as they're trying to get Kristoff out of the way.
Yeah, you totally, yeah, you're playing defense, nice. So this is happening.
I totally think Nassim deserves inspiration for that.
That was
okay,
so cool.
you're right, take inspiration.
Sweet!
You're right.
Thank you.
All right, and then Kara, we are at you. Currently, you are like halfway between where the box was and like where Arnadel and Farrah got to, because you've been pushing your way through. So you are currently closer to the knight than you are to Kristoff or any of them right now.
Oh man, seeing this totally badass thing that Saye does, she shouts out onto the field, "Hey, Green Knight! Ice to meet you!" Get it?
Oh my god.
And then she is going to run as fast as she can to get as close as she can to the Green Knight, just using her movement and her action to dash.
Yeah. What is your movement? You'll be 80 feet, was it?
It'll be 70.
Okay. So you can charge towards him. So you go and you like hop the fence and you make your way into the center arena here. But he was still pretty far away from you, so I'm gonna say he's like 30 feet, but he's also like on this trajectory. He's gonna like blow past you.
Totally.
Yeah. But you are on the field.
Sweet.
All right. And yeah, now the whole crowd too is just like, "What's going on?" Everybody's like, "Ah." But most people are just fascinated by what's happening here. All right, and then Arnadel, we are at you. So you are still 120 feet exactly from this bad hombre.
I'm going to cast good old-fashioned Eldritch Blast.
Nice. It's a classic.
Always good.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. So I get two ranged attacks, and we're going to roll. The first one's going to be... Where's my spells? That's going to be a 14 to hit for the first one.
That is not going to hit. That just bounces off of this thick green armor.
Definitely not the second one. So I go pew pew, and it goes ding ding, and then I run. I want to run as fast as my little elven feet can take me to get closer to him.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you hop over the fence, you get 60 feet closer, so now he is 60 feet away from you.
Sick.
Okay, alright, and then true to their word, both Valerius and Aaron will take their actions to drag Kristoff so he gets on the other side of the jousting barrier, so there is no way this charge is gonna hit Kristoff. It looks like this knight now is just determined to hit you, Saye, as the target that is right there. All right, and then Farrah, we are at you, 120 feet away.
Cool. So I'm going to hop over and move as far as I can, which is only a measly 30 feet. But then I'm going to cast Firebolt at him.
Nice.
Let's see, 17 plus 9, so 26.
That will hit.
Nice. I would be incredibly concerned if it didn't.
Yeah, we'd be fucked.
Yeah, so that's 10 points of fire damage.
As fire hits this knight, it doesn't seem to do anything. It just, like, runs into this green armor and seems to almost get absorbed.
The fuck?
Yep.
Great.
All right, then it's my turn. Sweet. All right. As if on cue, or perhaps in reaction to your firebolt, the Green Knight puts up a fist, and you see he becomes encased in fire, both himself and his horse. Just like this shield of fire begins to grow around them. So now he is like a flaming, jousting, like machine of death that is heading down the field, right for you, Saye. So as they are running and the horse is charging and you see the lance is lowering to like hit you square in the chest, suddenly the horse lets out a "Mah!" and like slips, like as a hoof like steps onto the ice, and you see just like the momentum of this thing is just like terrible. The horse like stumbles and like total full movement stops, and like the lance gets dropped on the ground as like this fire encased knight is like trying to get control of his steed here. So they stopped 30 feet away from you.
Hell yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah, you successfully, but I will say the fire does melt your ice. So that was a one and done sort of thing. But yeah, the Green Knight is totally encased in armor. You can't see his face, but you get the idea that he's probably not happy with you. and Saye, we are up to you, 30 feet away. encased in fire.
I want to run to his javelin and pick it up.
Yeah. His lance. Okay. Sure, yeah, his lance. It is heavy. It is very long. It's like 7 feet long. Considered, yeah, definitely a two-handed weapon. You can pick it up.
And I want to charge him.
With the lance? Okay.
I think you get disadvantage when you're not attacking on a mount with a lance, just as it's written.
Yes, so you would get disadvantage and you're not proficient in it.
I feel like it'd be the only thing that could pierce whatever magic is on him right now.
That's real, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You can definitely try.
I doubt it would, but would my inspiration cancel out the disadvantage?
Yeah, it would.
Okay, so just a regular roll then?
Yes.
Plus strength or dex? Now
strength, for sure. This thing is brutally heavy.
19.
Okay.
Okay.
The lance tip shatters against the armor, and the knight seems unfazed.
It's the armor. We all see this, right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, you see. Yeah, so clearly the lance doesn't have any kind of effect, but you learned something.
Yeah, at least I destroyed his goddamn lance.
Yes.
I feel like he could probably pick up, like, a branch. Turn it into
But as you do hit him with the lance, let me see here. Yeah, okay. Fire travels up the length of the lance as you see this shield, like, kind of bursts from around him, this flame shield here. And I'm going to need you to go ahead and take 8 points of fire damage as the shield bursts and injures you.
Whoa.
Fine.
Okay, anything else for your turn?
Is it possible for me to just get rid of his fire? Just be like, no.
No, because it's magic fire.
Okay.
Avatar.
I want to get his armor off him somehow. Can I knock him off his horse? I'm going to try and knock him off his horse. Or knock down his horse.
It's not a regular horse, right?
The horse is also green like him. And kind of has like...
And also covered in fire.
Yeah, and also kind of has demon-y looking eyes. Now that you're up close, you're like, ooh.
Is it a nightmare?
It is not.
Well, there's really not. I can't touch him then.
Is this?
I'm just going to keep playing defense for Kristoff, make sure they get out of there.
Sure. I mean, the knight is definitely now focused on you since you've been trying to attack him.
Yeah.
So you are doing that. Okay, and then Kara, we are up to you. So now he charged forward. He moved 30 feet forward.
I'd say he's about 60 feet away from me.
Yes.
All right, she's going to use her movement to get up there. So 35, and then, yeah, she's still going to have to use her action to dash to get over there. She's hauling her little buns.
Yep. Holidays!
They're about to be toasted buns.
Hell yeah. But now it looks like he's not going to be moving, so that is good news.
Ooh, and then she is going to use her action her action surge.
There you go. There's the one.
Ha-ha! And she is first going to use her bonus action to rage.
Of course.
She will take out Sword of the Lady and strike it upon this man.
Upon thine feet, sir, fall.
Ha-ha! Whoops, that's not in the dice.
Thou devil worshipping buffoon.
That's a 27 to hit on the first one.
A 27 will hit.
Yes. And on the second one, that is an unnatural 20.
That just hits.
Yes!
20 is the number.
Whoop, whoop! All right, she's going to do 22 damage in total.
Okay.
Owie.
And that is her turn.
Okay, yeah. And as you are, like, striking this knight, you do encounter, like, skin. So you can tell that, like, you are doing something to this knight. It's just, I mean, his armor is super thick and, like, but you do draw blood, and it is red.
Interesting. All right.
Perfect. All right. And then we're going to go ahead and Arnadel, we are at you. So now you are 90, or nope, you're back to 120 feet away.
Okay. I want to do, I don't know what the, I want to know, I mean, I guess Arcana, I want to see, is this a revenant is the first question that I want to know.
Interesting.
So Arcana. Okay, that's not terrible. That's, watch me struggle with this. 24.
Okay. You know that this creature, when Kara hit it, bled red blood. So you know it's not undead. Whatever this thing is. It seems similar, like a badass, like, fuck you warrior, but you're not thinking undead. Also, undead probably would have had a really hard time sneaking in here. Like, with, because you've seen clerics around.
Okay, all right, that's a good, all right. I wasn't paying attention to the clerics. That was just, like, the first, like, jump conclusion. But now, my next thought is going to be that perhaps he's, well, hopefully cursed. She's gonna run, so 120 feet. I'm not gonna be able to clear that in a dash. I'm going to dimension door.
Woo! Yeah,
get in there. Hell yeah.
Yep. I'm gonna dimension door.
Get up in that shut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet. Yeah. So you can pop whoop, right by him.
Yep. I get over there, and then so that's my action.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna scream at him, like.
What are you screaming?
I just say hey, but like that blood curdling, like where your throat kind of chokes on itself, you know, like not a flattering one. Just
yeah.
Shrill and ear piercing, to try to get his attention.
He seems to like he like kind of turns his head, but also he's in like full plate armor, so he can only turn his head like a tiny bit and like looks at, and then resumes like watching Saye. But you screaming. Okay. And then, all right. And then it's at this point, now that Aaron and Valeris have, like, drug, Kristoff off the field here, you see two arrows fly, at the Green Knight. Ooh. Oh my gosh, natural 20, Aaron.
Nice.
Yep, two arrows. True, into that, like, center point, that was hit open, like, by where Kristoff's, like, blow took it.
Super hot.
Yeah. So Aaron gets two good shots, and you hear Valerius start screaming, "An amulet! He's wearing an amulet!"
Oh.
Oh, okay.
And that is what Valerius is doing on his turn. Okay, and then Farrah, we are up to you.
All right. Run another 30 feet. Run another, like, she, like, stops for a second, puts her hands on her knees, like, and she's going to cast Guiding Bolt at third level at him.
Nice.
So that's a 12 plus 9, so 21.
That will hit.
All right. All right. Wow. Wow. Okay. 29 points of damage, radiant.
Radiant?
Yeah. 666533.
Nice.
I don't like that at
all. Guiding Bolt is badass.
And the next attack on it has advantage.
What's Ferris' color for that?
It's always gold, baby.
All gold, baby. So the Green Knight lights up like gold. It's all Christmas up in here. Yeah, so he's encased in gold light. And you see him, like, react with pain, for those of you who are closer. So he's definitely feeling these hits. Okay, and then anything else?
No, not this turn. I'm coming, though. I'll get there.
Travelers, you've made it to a midroll. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for leaving iTunes reviews. Thank you for following us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for telling your friends about how funny we are. Thank you for telling your friends that Venture Maidens is the WWE champion of D&D podcasts. Woo, etc., etc. But I have a bit of cool news to share with you. First off, did you know that we Venture Maidens have a wiki page? You probably didn't, because right now it's pretty dang empty. But what's super cool is that we're going to change that. What's real neat is that you lovely fans can go in and update the pages. That's right, anyone can go in there and add their favorite character facts, stories, anecdotes, fan art, whatever, to help us grow the page as a community. We've appointed narrator Paul as our wiki master, so he's going to be hanging out, filling in the gritty details, and there to collaborate, lend a hand to you gorgeous souls who are going to help us build this bad boy out. So, help us grow the legend. Visit venturemaidens.fandom.com and add some sentences today. But now, before we dive back in, I want to tell you about our groovy sponsor this week, Demigods. Demigods is a new tabletop role-playing game about what happens when mortal life is turned upside down by the discovery of your divine heritage. Bringing mythology into modern day, you'll take on the role of an epic hero and wield abilities and artifacts inherited from the divine against monsters, evil deities, and the mundane mortal world, the most perilous of foes. Play and create epic artifacts, mythic monsters, and lasting bonds with your fellow demigods. If you love stories like Good Omens, which you obviously do, or Percy Jackson, which is also really great, Demigods is for you. So, right now, how you can support it. Demigods is kickstarting July 9th through August 8th. So we're running out of time, folks, so go ahead and get on that. For more information and a quick start of the game system, go to demigodspbta.com and follow creator Jason Mills on Twitter at It's Probably Okay. Are you a god? I don't know. Are you? Guess you'll have to play the game and find out. All right, gang. Well, now let's dive bulge first into the spicy action. Alright, so now, Saye, that you are here and you have taken away his lance.
I'm also there because I hit him.
Oh yeah, you did hit him too. Let's see. Let's see who he goes for. Let's roll a percentile die. Oh wait, Katie, you roll me a percentile die!
Yes!
Because you wanted
finally!
To.
Finally!
as a note says, is Saye within 5 feet of me?
Oh yeah.
Sweet, okay. Noted.
97.
We're going for Saye. All right.
I will use my reaction, and I kind of like stand in front of Saye and hold up my shield, and I give him disadvantage.
Oh, but
Kara, protect me.
Kara, protect.
Kara, protect.
Kara, attack. But most of all, she want chicken snack.
So I rolled a 15 and a 16 with disadvantage. So a 25 or a 26. So is a 25 going to hit you, Saye?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I tried. I'm sorry.
You like throw your shield up, Kara, but his blows are so powerful that it just like wrecks, like even you like have to stagger back and lose that advantage there. Saye, I need you to make a constitution saving throw for me as this blade bites into you.
Oh no!
Not good at those. Oh, 21.
Okay. You, as this sword strikes, it definitely hurts, but you feel this very, very odd sensation, like something terrible almost happened to you.
I can't be poisoned.
It's not that. Way worse than that.
Oh, shit.
But you're fine, so it's good. I'll tell you later, in case it doesn't get you.
Yeah, you're gonna have to.
Oh, okay. Alright, so that is gonna be 8 slashing damage on the first one. He gets a second attack. Is this still at disadvantage?
No.
Alright, and then a 26 to hit.
Yep.
And then that is going to be 11 points of slashing damage. He gets a third attack.
Nuh-huh.
Does a 17 hit you?
No.
Okay, then the third swing misses, but he gets 2 solid slices on you. Okay, all right, and then that is his turn. So we are now at Saye.
Okay, now that I know that he's hurting and can take damage, I'm going to get out my crossbow.
Okay.
And, because he's still on fire, right?
He is still on fire.
Yeah, crossbow.
So I will say, if you are within 5 feet of someone and you shoot them with a crossbow, a ranged weapon, you will be attacking at disadvantage.
But will he get he'll get an attack of opportunity if I dash away from him first.
Can't you also, can you use key to disengage? Or can rogues just do that?
I can do that. I can disengage, dash, or jump with key. All right, then, I'll do that. Spend another key point, I disengage, and then I have to spend my action to run away, yeah?
You can use your movement to move as far back as you want, and then you can use your action to attack.
Okay, then we'll do that. Thank you, Encyclopedia.
And as you run, he says, "Running away. How brave."
Oh, coming from a cheater?
Oh!
You can't tell if he has a reaction to that. He's got a helmet, full helmet on.
You have an advantage on this because of my guiding bolt.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So then, yeah, once I'm far enough away, I turn around, and then I want to get my crossbow out. And pew, sure. Pew.
Go for it, and you have it with advantage because of Farah's guiding bolt, so go.
Boys.
Okay, good thing. Oh, great thing. It's like 26 to hit.
Yes, that will hit.
Nice.
And D4. Boom, with 10 damage.
Okay.
And then I want to take another attack.
Do it.
Pew pew!
Still,
this one is not at advantage.
Oh, okay. Then it's plus 19 to hit.
That will bounce uselessly off his armor.
Okay, then that's it.
Pew! So you are all peppering him with arrows. He is getting wounded. This is happening. Oh my god. And Kara, we're up to you.
Oh boy. So first, Kara, she's going to swing in again with her sword, and she's going to make a goading attack.
Correct.
See if it hits. That is a 21.
Yes, that will hit.
All right, and then he has to make a wisdom saving throw with a DC of 16. And if he fails...
Yep, he failed.
Then he has disadvantage on making attacks at everyone else except for me.
Okay. He lets out like a groaning, growling sound.
He knows I'm going to be a pain in his ass. Yeah.
But as you hit him, his fire shield explodes again, and I need you to take 13 fire damage.
Gladly. 13 damage. There we go. Sweet. All right. And then she is going to swing in again with her second attack.
Do it!
She's going to use her gift to get a reroll!
Just kidding.
Way better. That's a 27.
There we go.
Excellent. And then she's going to use her bonus action to make a third attack.
Okay.
Oh, that's only a 15. Okay.
So since you hit on the second attack, take 12 more fire damage. The shield explodes.
Awesome. I will eat this.
I love it.
9, awesome. 10, 12, 13, plus 25.
Woo! That's not great. You see that while the armor itself stays immaculate, you are definitely like causing blows that should be hitting, like destroying it. But the Green Knight does seem to be growing weaker as you are throwing these swings.
Yes!
Okay, Arnadel, we are up to you.
I'm so excited to use this Eldritch invocation.
Yeah.
How far away am I from him?
So you moved 60 feet in, so I think you're 60 feet now.
Sick. I'm going to run 30 feet because I get my movement so I can get closer. So now I would like to be 30 feet away from him.
Yes.
And I'm going to cast Levitate on the fucking locket around his neck.
Ooh, okay. Spicy.
The one creature or loose object of your choice that you can see, it's a fucking necklace, right?
Depends on how loose the necklace is.
Yeah, it is worn.
Is it a choker?
No, it is worn, and you can't see it, which means it's worn under his armor.
I'm hilarious now.
Because Valerius is powerful.
All right, so I'm going to cast Levitate on him. going to knock his off. I'm just going to levitate his ass right off of his horse.
All right.
And then he's going to be hanging out 20 feet above his horse. the spell can levitate a target that weighs up to 500 pounds.
Okay.
And he has to succeed on a constitution saving throw.
Oh, he's okay. Probably good at those. I hope he's not. Right. Fuck you!
I hope he's not either. If he's not, maybe I should just include the horse.
Horses are heavy.
Horses are real heavy.
You think the... I mean, 500 pounds.
I think the horse probably weighs more than 500 pounds. It's a giant war horse.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So, since this is a magic effect, he gets advantage to resist
this guy eats his Wheaties.
Alright, so that is a 19.
Is he shredded?
his Wheaties? Shredded Wheaties? Are you my fucking wine? That was a combo pun, and I hate it.
Yeah. The con save had to beat a 17.
So you reach out this magic, and it's just, like, whatever is affecting him or whatever, it makes him also super resistant to magic. So your spell just dies away as it gets close to this knight. Ooh! Okay, then we are back up. More arrows coming from Aaron. So he misses with one, hits with another, and a bunch of magic missiles come out from Valerius's hands.
Pew, pew, pew!
6 of them.
Noise.
God, Valerius is strong as hell.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, and then Farrah, we are at you.
Cool, okay, so I run another 30 feet.
Yep.
Okay, so 30 more. I'm 30 feet.
But away. And he moved 30, so he is 60 feet away from you.
Okay.
Same as Arne, though.
Okay. Cool. So I'm going to use a sorcery point to cast Mage Hand at 60 feet away from me and try to get the fuck in there to get the candle. I am getting get in handsy. Boobies.
Get all up in there.
Okay. Go ahead and make me a sleight of hand check.
Oh god. Okay. What do I even have? Okay, plus 3. That could be worse. All right, 15. 18?
Respectable.
Roll me a percentile die, Katie, and get under an 80%.
Fuck, I got an 87. This is...
Oh, no! So you shove your mage hand, down the breastplate of this knight. And he, stops and kind of, looks at what's happening here and is, swatting, at your magic hand. He's clearly not very smart. And you see the hand does reach up and pulls out of his armor here. It is this thick emerald green crystal that's been wrapped in a bunch of golden and silver cord around his neck. And so the mage hand picks it up and it goes to tug and he grabs it with a gauntleted hand and shoves it back into his armor here. So now you're the hand is wrestling but can't stand up to the real weight of this man's hand.
Okay.
But you now see it.
Cool. Great. So, I can cast a spell if my first spell is a cantrip, right? Okay.
Yes.
Then I'm going to be fuck, and I'm just gonna cast Spiritual Weapon, I'm just gonna try to just cut at him with my Spiritual Weapon scissors.
Your big scissors? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's, 26.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
13 points of, damage.
No.
This knight is visibly swaying.
What has this Zarina been doing? Just sitting there watching us battle on the field?
Oh yeah. Intently.
What's her deal? She's so weird. I don't like her.
If you take the time to look and throw a glance up at her, she is sitting on the edge of her seat right now, watching everything that's happening. Her albino cat. Also, watching over the field. And she has a white gloved hand up that's doing a hand raised gesture. And you see that the guards at her side are watching everything.
Oh, she's holding them off.
She's holding them off.
This is interesting. Man, and she's related to Isolde. I doubly don't like her. Two strikes, man.
You don't know what's going on. You don't know my life. all right, so that was Farrah's turn. And so now we are at the Green Knight. All right, well, you've been goading him, Kara, so you seem like a logical choice.
Bro!
He will! He's got his sword in his hand, and he is gonna swing at you. All right, is a 21 gonna hit you?
Yes.
All right, so that one will hit, and I need you to go ahead and make me a...
I'm gonna activate my shield so that my AC becomes a 24.
Yeah! And it does not hit! So it bounces off of your spark shield. Okay. Second attack then, 22?
Nope.
Alright, third attack. Okay, 26.
That does hit.
I need you to make me a constitution saving throw, please.
Gladly. Whoopsha. Oh, okay. That's pretty good. That is a 19.
Okay. Ugh. Again, you feel like something really bad almost happened to you, but it does not. It's so cool. But
I can't wait to hear about it, hopefully, after this fight.
All right. So that'll be 9 points of slashing damage. Just nothing to you in your raged state. Okay. And then, Saye, we are back up to you.
Okay. I'm going to try to cast Hold Person and paralyze him.
Okay.
He has to make a wisdom saving throw of 16.
All right. So he gets advantage on this. Ooh, yeah. That's going to be a 19.
Okay, then. It didn't work, so I'm going to try it one more time.
Okay. You're burning key point to do this, right? It's like hold the wind or something? Breath of the wind? I don't know.
I think it's something like 2 key points. Yeah, because it's a second level spell. So 4 in total, and now I have 3 left because I spent 2 earlier.
You going to try and do it again?
Yeah. So another wisdom saving throw of 16.
Still at advantage. I rolled a 17 and a natty 20. Sorry, kids.
Dang.
20s, yeah.
God darn.
22.
Okay. Then that's, well, I'll just take my gift of the present and get another round. And I'll do my crossbow.
Do it.
Crossbow.
Okay. Yes.
Saye, steal that kill like you always do.
That's 24 to hit.
Yes, that'll hit. Sage. Bless you.
With 10 damage.
The life of a tank.
My extra attack.
All right, go for it.
18 to hit.
That will not hit. Your bolt will shatter away. And guess what, Kara? We at you.
It's my turn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby. Excellent. All right, first things first. We are going to use our action to attack. And, oh, that's going to be a 14. Boo. Ooh, but that will be a 22.
That one will hit.
And then we will use a bonus action to attack.
Okay, take 13 fire damage.
Okay, and that one was a natural 20.
Oh, biggie. Oh, biggie.
Oh, right. So I'm going to need...
The chat's yelling, kill it, kill it, kill it. Whose side are you on?
Ours.
Wow, rude.
2, 3... Ooh, yeah, 3d8s and 3d6s.
Oh, that sounds nice. That sounds really nice. Good, I love it.
Ooh, look at all these numbers. Oh my
yeah,
God.
I want it. Give it to me.
36. Actually, sorry, well, plus, because I'm raging, 40, actually.
How do you want to kill this green knight?
Yeah! <Yes! laughs> Fuck him up! All right. Yeah.
But how?
Oh, yeah. So first she, like, because he's still on the horse, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So first she uses her sword to cleave through all 4 of the horse's legs. The horse plops down on the ground and stumps. And then she swings her sword up and she bashes him right through the back. And plunges her sword, like, right down his spine.
Oh, God, yeah. And just in this spray of blood, just red now staining the green, this horse and the rider topple down. And the crowd is just, like, awestruck, like, in silence as this happens. And you begin to see something very strange happen to this knight. The color begins to recede from him. So it's like the green is just being, like, swept away. Almost wiped away as if, like, wiped off with water. And this normal, yeah, brown horse and rider dressed in this plate armor is, like, lying before you on the ground, kind of, like, choking up blood in the final death throes. You see he, like, tries to reach up and, like moves his visor. And
I
there's
fucking
this-
knew it!
This man, he's maybe in his, like, late 40s, 50s, kind of like a graying, reddish beard. And he's, like, he's looking around wildly, like, blinking as, you know, he's dying. And you see the necklace has, like, thrown off to the ground in this process, and the bright green of the emerald is, like, flickering out until it becomes a very dull greenish stone. And he's, like, choking out, and he's trying to say something.
Remember when I wanted to remove curse? Remember when I wanted to do that?
I take the amulet off of, I rip it off of him, and then she kicks him onto the ground and spits on his face, because fuck him, he's a cheater.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Lord. And you.
And she turns around into the crowd and, like, to the Tsarina and, like, holds up her arms with the amulet and is like, ah!
Yeah, you just. Why don't, while this is happening, Soye, you're close. You're 30 feet away. Why don't you go ahead and give me a perception check to see if you hear anything before he gets curb stomped.
You hear 60 feet back.
I hear him gurgling, and I listen in with a... Where the fuck is... Oh, perception. 21.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you can hear, like, the bubbles. He's like, Jelenith, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh.
She clocks it, but then turns to Tsarina as well as Kara is screaming. She screams along, "Were you entertained, madam?"
Oh my god.
Woo!
I will go ahead and say Jelenith is a name that you all have heard.
Yeah, we know
times.
She's one of the duchesses, right?
Yes.
Yeah. She was looking for the champion, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I will listen to that.
That's right. So. That's why I didn't want to be your champion.
Yeah, and you turn towards her, and everyone is, like, silent as, like, you're holding it up, and you're looking at the Tsarina, you're making direct eye contact with her, and her icy eyes turn towards you, and she stands up, and, like, the hand that she was holding back to, like, hold off her guards, she moves it to her other hand and begins a slow clap.
Oh, okay.
The most menace, but that's what it is. It's like, it's that moment, like, the crowd is like, oh shit, and then clapping, and everybody's like, okay, and like, and cheer for all of you as this happens. And she holds up that hand for silence once again. Come forward.
Kara saunters forward.
You represent the Sisters of Sorrow, do you not?
I sure do. And she bows.
You and your companions have done well. I thank you for eliminating this traitor from our midst. I apologize for any undue grievance this has caused you. The person responsible will be punished. And she turns her eyes over towards one of those seven chairs that are aligned with her. And Jelenith is currently trying to look very small, like, in her chair. Very small. As this happens, I commend you and pronounce this joust over. The Sisters of Sorrow have won the day.
All right.
I want to do a perception check on her.
Sure. Like an insight check, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
What I mean.
Yeah.
I'm full of so many things right now. I'm full of so many emotions. Ooh, that's not so bad. Insight would be a non-natural 20.
Okay. This woman has trained her whole life to reveal only what she wishes you to know. Mm-hmm. She is a portrait of grace and power.
Goals.
You can get no other read from her.
Now I'm a little into her.
No, that was a little hot.
I don't know. The fact that she's
Kara immediately aroused.
Utilizing her training.
Like, Kara's into power. It's
reading
sexy.
Nothing. Reading nothing can say a lot as well, right? Arnadel's thinking that one.
Yeah, you have determined that this person, this woman in front of you, is way more skilled in the social game than you could. She's got centuries on you.
She's not skilled at You guys all know that.
Yeah, and so as she does so, she actually turns to one of her guards, and they step forward, and they are bearing a box about, like, a foot by foot or so. It's like a red mahogany box. And they hand it down to the man now who is waving the flags, who this whole time is just like backed up against like the wood, like, okay. And he goes, in this unexpected turn of events, the joust has concluded early. We pronounce the Sisters of Sorrow the heroes of the day. And everybody's like, yeah. they're sort of like, fuck it, okay.
Kara like football spikes the amulet into the ground, and it's like
is joining you. She's like jumping up and down, fists are pumping. She's loving this moment. It's like everything she's dreamed of. She runs over to you, and we're like holding hands and jumping and yelling at each other's faces.
Oh yeah, exactly. Like bump chest and like embrace.
Arnadelle is holding a finger up.
I am still very skeptical. I would like to do a detect magic glance at that mahogany box that they're bringing over.
Sure. Yeah, you can definitely tell that there is something magical inside this box.
Usually I'm able to also determine what kind of magic, right?
It is, it's goldish, so artifact, and then it's also blue for enchantment.
Okay. I don't...
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody to touch that box.
Kara's like, we won!
Yeah. Well, the guy with the flag walks forward, and he's intending to bestow it. It is clearly like the gift for the witch. So he's looking at all of you.
Eventually runs over to like accept it and open it.
I'm by your side.
All right. Yeah.
I'm just watching. I'm like, okay, let's see how this plays out.
As you open up this box, you undo the latch, and the box itself is very beautiful and valuable already. As you open it up, you see that inside, the sun glints across the object that's in there. It looks like two pieces of stained glass that are interspersed with a bunch of different colors, like... they look like butterfly wings that have been intricately made out of stained glass and then framed in gold. And they are lying gently upon like a velvet sheen in the box. It is the you as a dwarf, Karak, the craftsmanship on this is it's unreal. It's incredible.
Kara is absolutely marveling at it and like goes to like nudge her hand in very gently underneath it to touch it and kind of like pick it up and bring it closer to her face to inspect it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They hum with power, and as you do so, you feel they begin to grow very, very heavy in your hands, and suddenly the glass like transform from the small like foot by foot pair of wings to a full sized pair of wings that have like handles on them, so like you could strap on and fly.
Oh my god.
And they transform from glass into like fairy wings. So these are a pair of fairy wings.
Oh my god.
I look over at Sai and I'm like,
yeah, Kara immediately hands them to Sai. Sai
is just looking like this, dumbfounded, like, oh my god.
And the Tsarina is watching you all as you are doing this. And you see, you don't even notice, Valerius has, like, come up behind all of you all and kind of, like, started to usher you, like, away. And he steps forward and, like, does, like, a courtly, very formal bow and begins to recite, like, this long litany of thank yous that you feel like might be, like, proper procedure you would learn for, like, being gracious and thanking, the Tsarina.
Sai, go tell her thank you in your way.
Okay. I do all the I copy everything that Valerius is doing as well, and then I do my little bow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she holds up a hand again for silence since everybody's cheering. And well, let us go on with our business, shall we? I consider this vent formally concluded. And she stands, and she leaves, and everybody sits and waits for her to go.
Okay.
And then waits for the other seven to go. And then people start filtering, like, out of the joust here. And you see that Kristoff is exactly where you left him. Aaron is kind of by his side, like, sort of, like, slapping his his face, like, and Gidget has also run over at this point. And you see she's, like, feeding a potion to Kristoff.
I'll go over and help her and cast Cure Wounds on him.
Yeah, he looks messed up. And he also, he's going to need some, like, a healing check or something. He's got a piece of, like, wood through his arm. And now the lance is no longer green. It has turned to dark wood. You see now that these same clerics who wheeled off that first body have now brought the cart back off and are loading this knight into there. Actually, go ahead and give me perception checks, everybody.
19. I got a 9.
Ooh, a 22.
You got a 14.
Okay, so Saye and Kara, people are moving around, filtering back and forth at this point. But you see that the Tsarina actually, like, paused kind of at the top of her steps there. And she had pointed a finger, like, down towards the field and like, done, like, a come hither gesture. And the green amulet had flown off of the ground and into her hands before she left the field.
Mm. After seeing that, I'd face everyone in the group and tell them, at least as hushedly to a group of people as I can, that as he was dying, I'm pretty sure he was saying Jaletta's name and apologizing to her.
Oh, she's dead.
What, the knight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, she's gonna fucking get it.
Well,
I guess, or... maybe.
Valerius
does, like, anybody remember the read that we got on Jelenith from the party a couple weeks ago?
I don't remember who talked to her.
Was she the bitchy one who was really into her kids? No, that was the woman who's, yeah, Duchess.
Yeah.
I didn't talk to Jelenith. I think.
I don't think anybody talked to Jelenith. You just heard the rumor that that's what she wanted. Nobody has actually spoken to Jelenith. What you know of her, that she is, like, one of the newer dukes and duchesses. She is actually the one who took over the position the Tsarina had before stepping up to the rank of Tsarina. She's the one who's in charge of the plateau of Endora, which is where you also...
She's a lesbian, right?
Yes. Well, that's the rumor.
Yeah, that's the rumor. And then...
So she's the one, she's supposed to be, like, the sacred maiden or whatever, so she's supposed to remain, like, unmarried.
The bestial virgin.
Yeah, exactly. But the rumor is that she keeps these, like, harems of women that she sleeps with, and, like, who knows? She's got her own thing going on, and, yeah, she very much wanted a champion to win the tournament for her to embarrass the Tsarina. Well, it looks like you all have foiled that. And as this is happening, and you're kind of, like, dragging now Kristoff, like, back to the box and trying to get this all situated, a figure comes running towards you from across the field, and you recognize Ravain stepping forward. And he kind of checks in with all of you. He's like, how is he? Like, looking over at Kristoff.
He's alive!
Have you guys talked to Ravain before I got back?
No, so yeah, the plan is that Ravain is going to assemble some forces and help us get to where the drow are to hopefully try and figure out what the fuck's going on and find a way to foil their plan.
Got it. Okay, so he's totally a homie.
Yeah,
sorry.
Totally, 100%.
He's the one.
I saved his life when he was super drunk and I killed an assassin.
Got it. Okay, thank you for placement. That was so long ago.
He's the one who is, like, super in love with the Tsarina.
Oh, okay.
That's what he drunkenly told Kara. He's like, yeah. I just wish we could be together. But she's married. It's so drama. Anyway, the theme of this arc is so drama, if you all haven't caught that. So Ravain, yeah, he's looking at Kristoff and asking, like, how is he all right? And Kristoff kind of makes, like, a like coughing sound. Okay. Well, thank you for doing that. I'm sorry I couldn't interfere. That sorry, you know, she didn't want us to. I think she was trying to get a read on what all of you would do.
Saye just told us that was the champion for Jelenith. That's crazy, right?
Not as crazy as you might think. Jelenith and her cousin, she's young and has a lot of interesting ideas. But that is no matter. With the joust done, apparently 2 days early, I think we can probably...
Yeah, let's get our shit, let's go!
I've reached out to my contacts, but I mean, the mercenary bands are not going to be ready by the time we arrive up there, but we can get ahead of them. And I've spoken to my second in command, all is well, currently at the keep. So we will be meeting Sathras and he will be briefing us on the situation when we arrive. But if you can get yourselves together, we can get there by teleportation circle this evening.
All right. Okay. Absolutely.
Let's do it.
And Ravain, like, kind of turns and looks at you. Arnadel is like, I'm sorry, have we met? And he like, smiles and, like, holds out a hand to you.
She smiles graciously, and she... Wait a second. Brittany's asking, have they met?
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't think they did. Okay. I'm trying to remember. I don't think they did. I think if you saved his ass in the garden...
I mean, if he's introducing himself, then probably not.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. I mean, he was drunk at the party. I don't know. Arnadel was also drunk and very much with Aaron, so she doesn't see much other than that, except for, like important shit that's mission relevant. So she turns and smiles dazzling. She's like, oh, it's very nice to meet you, too.
He kisses your hand. Very debonair.
Wow.
Is he cute?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. She's... Okay, side note. Arnadel's not used to people flirting with her. Her heart belongs to Aaron, but this is new territory. She's like, what is this that I am feeling? It is attention from an attractive man. I don't... Like, the mechanical part of her brain's like, yeah, I don't like know this what to part do. That goes, yeah, so she gets she blushes, and she's like, oh, and just, like, giggles a little bit. She's like, well, it's nice to meet you, too.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Arnadel! Arnadel, it's Arnadel.
Pleasure to meet you.
Sorry, what's your... She's like very loud. What is your name?
You can call me Ravain.
It's nice to meet you. She tries to compose herself and she just kind of like... She like hit, her hand is like this and his hand, right? So she just kind of like pats the top of his hand and it's like, all right, thank you.
Aaron is standing in the back like... Like, looking at, like, Saye, Farrah, and Kara, like,
No, she's gonna turn and look at him, too. She's gonna be like, what just happened?
Kara's trying really hard not to laugh.
Farrah looks mortified by proxy. Like, she's just like, welcome. Oh, God.
Saye is looking just as confused and, like, as Aaron.
Yeah, this is what happens in social interactions that she's not...
And so he like politely like nods and takes his hand out of your
did
pat.
She just out awkward him?
Yeah, no, he is very courteous. And Ravain has been in a million and one social situations. He's got a little bit of that, the, you know, the Sarina courtliness extends.
That's
to
what
all
I mean.
These.
Like, did it throw his fucking game off? Because
he's met all kinds of people.
Oh, many awkward people. Okay.
Yeah, and so he turns to all of you. Well, I have a few more things to take care of, but if you can meet me with everything you're bringing, at my quarters this evening, we can get this started. Sounds like we've got an invasion to stop.
All right. See you tonight.
Can do.
Yeah, and he nods to all of you and makes himself scarce. So, all of you are left here now. Kristoff is alive, barely. And eventually, like, Isolde shows up. You know, she's running over there and she's, like, dressed to the nines, so she's clearly been, like, somewhere off on that other noble side of the booth. And she gets to Kristoff and, like, just, like, pats his face and, like, instantly he, like... gasps as she kind of like pulls the stick out. She's got a lot of cleric juice she's throwing at him, so he's gonna be okay.
Ooh. Wow, she's way better at that than me.
They're all pretty level. But with that, we're gonna call it because we got a lot of stuff to do in the morning. Yay! Thank you everybody for tuning in to another episode of the Venture Maidens. I'm so glad everybody's alive. Had some drama.
Oh, yeah.
Had some bonding. It was great. But yeah, I have been your dungeon master, Celeste Conowich.
I've been your Moon Elf Warlock, Arnadel Azil, played by Brittany Quintero. Think about that. It's always a lot.
I am Katie. I have been your tiefling sorceress who's about to be hitch for Arnadel, whether she wants it or not.
Wait, what?
You're about to get hitch. Like the movie, Will Smith.
Oh, but yeah. Arnadel's already with someone, though.
I don't know that. I don't know you. I don't know you.
I don't know you.
Oh, it's fucking payback for all of the many times that Arnadel's kind of low-key tried to set up Sawyer with people and fucking actually straight up Sawyer. You're like my passion project.
That's fine, Sawyer. I love
charity case. No, it's just she loves you and she wants you to be loved and see you loved.
Okay, well, apparently I was your lonely as hell human monk, Sawyer Noor, played by Nassim. Let's forget the awesome victory we shared.
Yeah, right?
Mood, big mood. Snap, snap.
And I'm your brazen barbarian, Cara Brynhilda, played by Sage.
Yay! All right, folks. Well, we will be back next time. I will have come back from Gen Con, and I will be so tired. Katie and I will be at Gen Con for anybody watching there. So check us out. Hang out. Yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks. And that time, we will have a special guest. Some of you might know him. A man named Dan Dillon, who is one of the lead designers for Dungeons & Dragons, Wizards of the Coast. He designs with Cobalt Press. He will be our next guest, featured in this episode for realsies next time. Yeah, so everybody, thank you for stopping by, and until next time, venture away, everybody. Stopping.
Whoa, that was a spicy one. Things are seriously shaping up for some big bad encounters coming up, and I cannot wait to see how Kara's arc comes to a close. Oh, my body is ready. Well, thank you all for making it to the end of episode 64, and I'm so jealous of all of you who will get to hang out with Celeste and Katie at Gen Con next week. Please take some badass selfies and post them on the internet. And to keep up on their latest whereabouts, make sure that you follow Celeste, Katie, and the Venture Maidens on Twitter to find out where they will be playing games and having drinks, of course. But before I sign off, I want to tell you all about a really badass opportunity for all of you content writers. In case you haven't heard of him, Rob Tui is a community developer for Fantasy Grounds and is on their social media team, so he knows the virtual tabletop platform very well. He's been publishing on the DMs Guild since the beginning of January 2016, and he has, currently, a total of 32% of the market share of the virtual tabletop titles on the DMs Guild. And here's where you come in, dear listener. He wants to help game designers convert their RPG products into Fantasy Ground files for sale on their site. When you collaborate with Rob, there is no cost. He does all the work, so there is no risk. Sounds good to me. Rob gets paid via revenue split, and he maintains the files, with any updates or changes, on the DMs Guild, and they're sold separately, so it does not affect PDF sales or revenue whatsoever. If you'd like to see some of the projects Rob has worked on, just search his name on the DMs Guild, Rob Tui, that's T-W-O-H-Y for his last name, and he can be found anywhere on the internebs as R-O-B, the number 2-E. Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Discord, Patreon, just Google him. He wants to work with you. But all right, my lovely Venture Maidians. We have to come up with a collective name for all of you. Well, until next time, you better all come up with it and post it in the Discord. Until next time, my friends. But I shall see you in 2 weeks. Venture away!